So this is Audrey Sussman from the Anxiety Control Center, and we're here today talking about parenting and our new really exciting parenting course that's coming up. And, you know, Sarah was asking me a question about the class, and I started talking to her about, you know, there's no school for parenting. Any other job that we would take on, there's at least some training. You know, if you're going to have a computer job, you usually have to know something about technology. Yet when we have children, our most precious people in the world to us, there's not typically a manual that comes with, you know, this is what to do during the different stages. This is what to do when the child is, you know, seeking your attention and keeps bugging you for attention and you're trying to do something. There's no school that tells you what to do when the poor child is like trying to tell you what to do, and it makes you feel so angry. And what most parents do, they either model their parenting after what their parents did, or they've made a decision that they're never going to do what their parent did, and they're going to do it the absolutely opposite way. And honestly, as long as your parenting is working, there's no problem. It's only when things stop working and our lovely, sweet children all of a sudden seem to be like, where did they come from? These are the kids I always wanted, and they're frustrating me. That's when you need tools that actually will create that loving and harmony in the family again. So what we'll be doing in these classes are giving those tools. It's almost like having the manual of what to do, you know, when a little one has a tantrum, what to do to bring a moody teenager back to that loving, caring, sweet child that you know and love. There's actually things that a parent can do to change the behaviors that are really making it so hard in the family, and these are the people you love the most. And the first thing for today is think about, what's your ultimate goal for your children? What do you hope that they will be like when they grow up? Because that's usually, you know, a lot of the training, the discipline, the teaching we do to our children, even the criticism, is usually because we want them to be a certain way. And when I say a certain way, I don't mean like they have to be, you know, a singer or a doctor or a lawyer or you know, a truck driver. The way we want them to be is more like kind, responsible, someone who could stand up for themselves and for others, someone who can believe in themselves, someone who has a really good self-concept and feels comfortable in their own skin. Those are the big goals. So the first step here is to think about, what are the big things that you foresee in the future that you, all the teaching you're doing, all the parenting you're doing, this is what you really, on the core level, want your children to be like.